If you haven't tackled your holiday shopping yet, no worries. Just go to Uncommon Goods. They have unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Some of my favorite things are steel outdoor citronella lanterns that you can personalize, and fishing pole-inspired marshmallow roasters. I'd use them for my wood-burning fireplace. Whatever your choices are, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. If you'd rather give an experience, you can find those too. They're more than virtual classes. They're unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways. Tarot card reading, cooking and mixology, gardening, and so much more. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. To date, they've donated more than $3 million. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray. That's uncommongoods.com/datingwhilegray for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I believe that happily ever after is a process, not an endpoint. What I mean by that is, after you've found the one, you don't say, okay, all the work is done, we're going to just march on, blinders on, the same as we are today. Because we all know that inevitably, stuff happens, especially as we grow older. Issues related to health, family, finances, who knows what might crop up to mess up our best laid plans. Or we might simply reconsider what we thought we wanted on things like where and how to live. The couples who confidently navigate these twists and turns, these are the ones who are living every day happily ever after. And I can't think of a couple who better exemplifies the happily ever after process than Jerry and Anne.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Just wanted to say hello.
Hi.
What are you on live?
Well, that, it's not live. We're taping. That's fine.
I met Jerry and Anne in 2018. Back then, Dating While Gray was merely a creative project for a podcast incubation program.
Anne is my muse.
There weren't any guarantees that any of us participants would go on to become podcasters. But as I told Anne, I believed Dating While Gray really had a lot of potential.
I hope you win this thing.
I may have been a rookie with audio, but as a seasoned writer, I knew the makings of a great story. And Jerry and Anne were living it. Anne shared some of the details with me at a Saturday potluck breakfast that Jerry hosted for our running group. They were both game to talk more for tape. As it turned out, Jerry had a friend from overseas at his house when I arrived a few days later for the interviews. You may hear them in the background when I'm talking with Anne.
I was divorced in 92. Divorced in 92. And I met Anne in 2004. I had been working overseas for 20 years out of Washington. And the last 3 years of my assignment in Egypt, I ran the program in Egypt. And when I came back, that's when I met Anne.
I was the director of the Statue of Liberty in the Ellis Island Museum in New York. And men found me threatening because I'm sort of a powerful woman with a big, had a big job. And so some men don't like that. I think in today's age, it's not so prevalent. But in my age, you know, it really was. I had no trouble meeting men, which I did, but they weren't either interesting or interested. And so it never clicked. I mean, I've gone with several men in my lifetime. I was overseas during the Vietnam War and worked as a civilian for the Air Force in Okinawa. And I went with somebody there for over a year. But I dated a lot of men in my life. And I'm grateful I never married any of them, because I know some of them still, or what happened to them in their lives. And I look at them and go, whoo, good thing I didn't marry that one. After I retired, I moved to Park City, Utah with another man and skied for 4 years. And that really didn't work out. He wasn't for me. So I came back to Washington, D.C., my original home. Jerry had just come back from living in Egypt, where he was working the last 3 years, and mutual friends thought, hey, they need to meet each other. So we were introduced, and we met for drinks at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and through dinner at 8 p.m., we stopped talking, and we started going out. Jerry was seeing someone else at that time also. Very contrast to me. The woman he was seeing was very wealthy, had a big home, big car, big dog, big foundation. It's a widow. And I had a Honda, a condo, and I didn't have any foundation. I'm retired government. And this went on for a couple months, and then he couldn't keep this up, of course. And he thought, and this is how his mind works. Which one will I miss the most? Not which one do I love the most, which one will I miss the most? And I won. And we've been together ever since. And now it's been 14 years.
No, I enjoy living with somebody else, but I also have a life I didn't want to give up, didn't want to change, didn't want to move. I'm also very set in this old, dirty old house. And I have my friends and I have my activities. I was taking classes, art classes, and all kinds of different. I was writing my memoir, had memoir classes here. I had friends that I ran with for Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays. There was movie nights where people would host movies. So there's a whole social life out here. I didn't want to give it up. And Anne, on the other hand, had her contacts in Washington and around her area, and she had her interests. And we were always maintaining separate houses. So the thing was working so well. The arrangement was so well. We had our lives. We had a little break between meetings. I always looked forward to Anne coming back. It was never any problem. If there was ever a problem, by the time she came back, it was all over, if we ever had an issue. And we rarely had issues, but you know it could be. You miss her. We talked every day, but I knew she was coming on Friday, and I knew she was leaving on Monday. So as long as the woman was out of the house by then, it was okay. No, I'm just kidding.
It was convenience. I'm very involved in Washington, D.C. I sit on boards there, and most of my friends are in Virginia or Washington. And Jerry's life is in Reston with his running buddies and classes he takes out here also at the time. So it just made sense not for me to move to Reston. My place is a two-bedroom condo, and there's really not enough room for both of us and my clothes. So it just is, it was a matter of convenience. Also, you know, not to see each other Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, those are not big days, and you can go do your own thing. I cannot tell you how many people have said to me, how can I get one of those?
It's that time of year for gift giving and for goal setting. Know what fits both categories? Learning a new language with Rosetta Stone. It's the trusted language learning program for 30 years, available on desktop or as an app. And it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. They offer 25 languages with fast acquisition designed for long-term retention. Plus, the built-in True Accent feature gives you feedback on your pronunciation. Rosetta Stone is also convenient. Learn anytime, anywhere, on your own schedule. And here's an amazing value. A lifetime membership offers access to all 25 language courses. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, Dating While Gray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today today for yourself or as a gift that keeps giving.
I love this time of year because whether it's a pullover or a button-up, I love sweaters. Quince is my go-to site. They're known for Mongolian cashmere sweaters priced from $50. In fact, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because they partner directly with top factories. That cuts out the cost of the middleman, allowing the savings to be passed on to customers like you and me. And Quince works only with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing processes. So check out their sweaters. They also have beautiful leather jackets and so much more. Get cozy in Quince's high-quality wardrobe essentials. Go to quince.com/datingwhilegray for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/datingwhilegray to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/datingwhilegray. Okay, women, who among us has not had hormonal issues? We're not only dealing with changes our bodies go through, but also hormonal disruptors in our environment. The good news is there's help. It's by Happy Mammoth, and it's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And maybe the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews of Hormone Harmony. And there are more than 30,000 reviews to date. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code DATINGWHILEGRAY for 15% off today.
I run races. I'm a competitive runner, and I'm at the top of my class. I don't know what happened, but some DNA was in here. I started running when I was 48, and I was a fast runner. So, and I found out that I was winning races. And then when I met Anne, which is really when I came back from overseas, she came to all of my races, every one of them. She would drive me there and drive me back in support. We're coming up.
Will be my 80th race to go to.
Oh.
And we've been to marathons all over the world.
So you're keeping track.
She counts. She wakes up pre-dawn and she hates it, but she does it and she cheers and she doesn't run at all. But she has become over the years a running guru. She can now give advice to people and coaches people. She can because she knows it. She's picked it up and assimilated. I go off and run. She gives me a kiss and says, I say, what's the advice? She says, run fast, but not too fast. Kisses me and off I go. My fastest one was when I was 66, 3:28, 3 hours and 28 minutes. And a couple of Bostons. She was there at Boston cheering me on. A couple of New York marathons.
JFK 50 miler.
250 miles. Yeah, I came in first in my age group 1 year and second the second year, 8 years apart. So I was really a runner. And anyway, then I had a hip replacement. And that kind of was a punch in the stomach because that was my life. I was known as Jerry the Runner. So it gets me emotional. So, she did pull me through the punch in the stomach and no more running.
And 3 weeks at my house with the hip replacement.
Yeah, that was it.
And the honeymoon circle was sleeping at bed.
So we got through that crisis and then another crisis when my oldest daughter... My oldest daughter passed away at the age of 42, Down syndrome. Fantastic child. So we did. So she got me through that one too. Yeah, and then the pacemaker came in, and thyroids, and hip replacements, and all these other things. But anyway, after 6 years, I decided against doctor's orders to start running again. He said, never run again. Don't even run for a bus or a taxi. I started 2 years ago, and I've been racing again. I was running marathons, but I ran this year. I ran a couple of 10K races and came in first in one of them, and 5 mile races. And then I decided I'm just jeopardizing my hip by doing this, but psychologically I feel so good having this comeback as running again. So anyway, she's a wonderful woman and I love it, and we have our time together and we enjoy it. It's always fun.
The thing I loved about Jerry is that Jerry's not threatened. Jerry is super smart. Jerry was the whole package. I didn't expect to get married. We had talked, but kidded about it and said, oh, maybe when you're 80, we'll get married. And then we kidded about, oh, Ann, you've done everything else in your life. But that, because I've done a lot. No, I got married for the first time at 75. Well, it was a weird decision. We were in Croatia, and we were sitting in a cafe outdoors, and all of a sudden, Jerry's down on one knee with the most god-awful, ugliest ring you've ever seen in your life. And it's a Murano glass ring. He paid €8 for it. It was blue with a yellow flower in the middle of it, and he told me he paid extra euro for the cardboard box. And he's down his knee, and I'm going, oh, my God, what is this? What is this? And he says, we've been together 10 years. Life's been wonderful, and I'd like us to be together for 20 more. And I'm thinking, 20 more, he'll be 100. And I couldn't answer him. I mean, I didn't know what to do. I just was shaking. And then he said, you can't have the ring unless you say yes to this ugly ring. And I started laughing and I said yes. And then we both cried. And then the waiter helped him get up. And that happened in April. In October, we got married. And I had a chuppah and a rabbi, and a friend played the guitar, and I wore a long white gown. And I walked down the aisle, very solemn, very quiet, to Here Comes the Bride. And when I got to the door, the opening, where all the people were, got in their face, music stopped, and the music started, and I yelled, at last. And Etta James started singing At Last, and everybody cracked up. Everybody laughed. So At Last has happened. So that was it.
Oh, beautiful.
And our relationship is still thriving. When the day comes that one of us should not live alone, then we'll consider living together. As far as his house, I would very much like him to sell his house and get an apartment. This is a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom townhouse with lots of stairs. He does stairs okay now. I do stairs semi-okay now, not always. And there's a danger going up and down stairs also for both of us. So I feel that eventually he needs to move. He doesn't want to deal with getting rid of his stuff. So it doesn't look like we're moving anytime soon. If we did move, and if he moved into an apartment, then I would probably move in with him. He has macular degeneration and glaucoma. So in the near future, he's not going to be able to drive anymore. We did talk about moving into senior living. In fact, we put a deposit, which is not a lot of money, on two different styles of senior living. I don't think we'll ever move to either one because we really don't want to change our lifestyles. And we can hopefully take care of each other.
That's Ann and Jerry from 2018. Jerry's now 91. Ann is 85. Since our conversation, They've navigated a few more twists and turns. They've given up their separate homes, and they're now living together in a retirement community. Not in his hometown or her hometown, but a new one kind of in the middle. It's still a happily ever after, one day at a time. Speed Dating While Gray audio production and mix is by Steve Lack Audio. For more on the show, including how to get in touch with me, go to datingwhilegray.com. I'm Laura Stassi. Thanks for listening.